Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Bros Think Big podcast. This is the show where we talk about the simple and yet complicated ideas of self-improvement. Tune in and join us as we become the best versions of ourselves just so that you guys can too. And remember to like and subscribe for more. Today, we were fortunate enough to find a fellow gym bro. It was also on self-improvement, started this journey recently, and we really want to take a deep dive into his mindset, see what his thoughts are, and why he even got started with this. So with that being said,
that's past too.
With that being said, Dom, come on.
Dominic Kell. Is that how you say it? Right, Kell? Kell, yeah.
I'm already
How's it going, Dom?
How's it going?
Good. Thanks for coming on, Dom. So talk to us a little bit about who you are, why you got started on self-improvement.
So I got started with self-improvement because I had a lot of up and downs throughout my life early on. And
haven't we all?
And I started because I really, had, a hatred for my life. I really, was upset with the tendencies I was doing. And I finally, realized, it's just not right what I'm doing. And I had a couple, I was fortunate to have, friends around me. Like Fricker,
thank you, bro.
That really put it in my head where what I'm doing, my lifestyle isn't correct, and I need to make a change. So, if you guys didn't know, I do a lot of gym content. Right now, it's a lot of transformation, on a bulk. I'm on a heavy bulk right now, so I'm doing a lot of transformation videos and all that. And go check it out and
check out his Instagram.
Yeah, the link's gonna be in the description. Highly inspirational content. Absolute props to you for that. I mean, folks. I swear that's always how the story, folks. The story starts. You know, you're uncomfortable with where you are in life, and you're ready to make a change. How were you able to really decide? Yeah, I want to start to take action on this and really better myself. Because a lot of people, they just get stuck. They feel unhappy and they just let it consume them.
Yeah, and I think I was one of those people where they get stuck and I let it consume me. And I had a lot of bad habits where I was drinking every day. Not every day, but at least every weekend, smoking.
Oh, shit.
Just really just not really doing the best things. I would be in my bed for hours just vaping and watching, scrolling through my phone mindlessly. And I finally I was dealing with a lot of issues just, and I really start to really not how I looked, how I acted, how I just really anything about my life I wasn't really happy with. And I just kept on saying, why me? And I kept on being a victim. And I finally realized it's no one's going to change besides, no one's going to change my life besides me. And I finally slowly started doing better habits, started eating better, started
really working on yourself.
Yeah, it's stop smoking and drinking, all that. And
I'm really curious because I always hear the stories about, you know, I would drink every weekend and everything. This is just completely honest question at you. When you would come home out of the night, how would you feel? Would you feel damn, that was a great night, or was it
That's a good question. So I would say, I would honestly, it was such a habit that you wouldn't even think you would. It was just you were so
just happened. Fucking programmed but, to enjoy that shit. Yeah, straight up.
But of course, the next morning you were oh, I don't want to do this.
Because I was dude, the one we had our, especially us three, we've had our fair share of that. I'm sure I can't speak for Sadula's side, but I would not feel good at all. Right after it happened, I'm damn, that's such a good night. But the morning after, you just feel so fucking shitty. Your energy is drained. Brain is fogged up as shit. You can't even think clearly. Is that what it was like?
Yeah, and all you would want to do is just lay in bed and not do anything. And it was just a cycle and a cycle and a cycle. It was just the same. I could predict my week from week. You know what I mean? For months straight. Yeah. And
it's you almost get to a point where it's you're just so sick of that. Whenever I would smoke weed every single night, the next day I would just have brain fog.
Yeah.
I just fucking remember we talk about brain fog all the time. Yeah. If you guys don't know too, me and Don worked with each other for all last summer and stuff like that. We've been growing really close and shit. And fucking that brain fog from food, from just smoking, drinking, I know exactly what that feels like. I didn't feel in control of my thoughts. And I feel it's so easy for my mind to consume me when I have brain fog. It was so easy for negative thought patterns to emerge. It was so easy for me to duck out of things, etc. And so I know exactly what you're saying with feeling brain fog after smoking weed every single night. So
I understand. What I never understood, like, those people, like, hands off to them. Like, when you get pissed drunk, like, you drink way too much. We all have that first experience where you have no idea how much you can drink. Yeah, and you do it, and you fucking yak. I couldn't drink, like, for a year after that. Just because of how disgusting the taste of alcohol happens. I think that happens for everybody.
Yeah.
So how the fuck do they just keep drinking after that? Honestly, I get scarred.
I feel like a lot of, like, a reason, like, they keep on going back is, like, I feel like a lot of people get peer pressured into it. I feel like they just, like, they're just like, oh, let's go out. Come on, stop being a bitch. Stop being, you know what I mean? Yeah. And then you're just like, oh, I might as well. And it's just, you just kind of don't, like, you kind of lose control of your life. And,
was that the case for you?
Yeah, and I would say that would be the case for me. I definitely lost, like, a lot of control, and I really didn't know what direction I was going in. I was, nor did I even care where I was going. So I was just, like, kind of just living in the moment, but not in, like, the best way.
You weren't present.
Yeah.
I got a question. I wanted to ask this. So,
go ahead, bro.
We have the FTE, what we call the Fuck This event. Mm-hmm. What was it for you that your life changed?
Because it's like you don't just
one day say, you know what, I'm gonna change my life. Something has to happen. Something has to flip the switch. Maybe it's something someone said, maybe it's an activity that happened in your life. What was it for you?
So that was a good question. So I was dealing with a lot of depression during the summer and all through that, and I had a lot of problem with, like, school, and I was, like, lacking my schoolwork. And one day I go up to my math teacher, and I guess I missed a couple assignments, and I was just like, I just haven't been motivated. Like, I just don't have a lot of motivation. He just said to me, he was like, I've been in your shoes, but don't, motivation isn't what's going to get you to be better. You got to be disciplined. And that's what really, like, I was like, it really, like, woke me up. Like, it's motivation, that's all bullshit. That's just all people say just to act like they're doing the right thing. You got to be disciplined, because, like, day in and day out, and that really, like, woke me up. I was thinking about that before I went to bed when I woke up, and I was just like, I mean, he's right. Like, I got to be disciplined if I'm going to really, like, want to improve my life. And, yeah, that's what really woke me up.
I think really it's just a perception. Like, I've been keeping up with your stories and stuff, and you always post, like, Vaughn Walker and stuff, and he has this, like, really good quote. Is it's about, what is it? It's like, it's not a good, it's not a bad day, just what? What
is it? It's one of my favorite, like, quotes. I really, like, preach that. It's called, it says, it's just a bad day, not a bad life. And I really, like, connect to that, because I would always, like, I would just have bad days after bad days, and I would just be like, oh, I have the worst life ever. Why isn't me? And, like, my life was, I had a roof under my head, I got fed whenever I needed to, I had parents, I had grandparents, I had siblings, I had friends, and my life wasn't really that bad. I just had that wrong, I had that wrong viewpoint.
I want to break your FTE event, because I personally don't think that was it, and what I mean by that is I think it was passive-aggressive, in terms of something built in. So I want to know where it started from, because that was probably the tip of the jar.
Okay, yeah, I understand.
I'm sorry, but, like, no teacher just says you got to be disciplined, and your whole life turns around.
It was just a very, like...
Again, I don't know. I can't speak for everybody.
He was a very, like, respectable guy, and, like, he, like, in class, like, he would... I mean, I go to Bucks County Community College, if anybody didn't know, and he doesn't really talk to students. He would always talk to me, and I guess he told me, He said he saw a lot of me, even though I didn't even know what the guy's last name was. And I was like, wow, like, this is awesome. Like, I can't believe, like, this dude that really doesn't know me that much is, like, taking time out of his day. I mean, we talked for probably 45 minutes after class, taking time out of his day, like, to really, like, invest in, like, and he believes in me. He doesn't even know who I am. And I really, like, I was like, wow, like, that means a lot.
So it just took one person to just care.
Push you over the edge.
I would say you are right. I would say there was multiple people, and I was definitely, like, gradually, like, thinking about, like, oh, I can't do it. I gotta stop.
It was like a snowball effect almost.
Yes, it was like then it was just like an avalanche, and then I was just like,
that's when you hit your FT. You say fuck this shit.
But it was definitely like people like Fricker, a lot of my friends. I'm very thankful. Like, I had a lot of good support system. I can't lie. Like, I have really good, like, my friends and my uncles, like, they really, like, put me on a good path and, like, put good ideas in my head. And I think that's what really, like, helped me.
Okay, I love that.
I'd like to believe there's a good support system everywhere you go. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of people aren't born into good support systems, but, like, even people like professors, people completely underestimate how powerful that shit is. I have a professor where I kind of have the same, like, relationship. Like, we're kind of boys. Like, he really fucks with me. And it's like...
Oak?
No. This one's my public speaking.
Okay.
But, like, dude, I was, like, really fucking grateful for him. I never send, like, my teachers any text or anything. I send him one now that the semester's over. Like, yo, I just want to send you a quick appreciation message. Like, and that shit feels so fucking good. Like, you said the guy believed in you. Mm-hmm. Like, having someone believe in you like that is so fucking inspiring. Like, motivational. It's such a driving factor that...
Yeah.
I people completely underestimate that factor, too, which is fucking nuts.
No, that's actually... That's dope.
That's so dope. That relationship, sometimes professors come in clutch like that. Mm-hmm. I wish that most professors would, but I don't know. It's really different.
Yeah. I think it meant more to me just because I didn't really know him, like, as well to where, like, he even had a reason to believe in me.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's all it takes sometimes, too. You said that you started building this journey up slowly, like, bit by bit, step by step, right? Can you kind of break down to me what that looked like? Just picking out the really easy, simple habits. Then you started trying to take on the harder ones, like going to the gym consistently. Mm-hmm. Like, what'd that look like?
So it definitely start off with, I would get sucked in my room. It'd almost be like it would be like quicksand. I would go in my bed and I wouldn't get out. Like, I would just
I feel that.
And the first thing I did was I kind of like he taught me something about gratitude, and it was like saying like good things.
Did you start doing that?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
So I started doing that, and I built like confidence in myself, and the more confidence I built in myself, like, I was like, oh, I can actually do this. So I slowly, like, stopped going on my phone as much. Definitely was a big help. Getting out of bed, like, just going on a quick run, getting on, like, a decent sleep schedule, and just eating the right food, and, like, slowly but surely, like, I always loved the gym. Like, I always loved lifting heavy weights, but I never was, like, consistent with it. I stopped for a while for, like, months and months. And right when I got, like, back into it, like, it was just from there on, I just, like, fell in love with it. I fell in love with just – it's not even that I just fell in love with the gym. I just fell in love with just, like, seeing myself get better.
Mm, I got that.
That's an awesome feeling, man.
Yeah, fucking insane. What is this gratitude thing? Gratitude journal? Is that what
– Gratitude?
So,
how many things have you been grateful for, bro?
1,200 now.
1,200 things he's been grateful for.
1,210.
1,210.
What's that been like so far?
So, I wouldn't say I'm, like, consistent with it now.
Motherfucker.
because I would say, like, it was just, like, a kind of a stepping stone for me, like, when I really didn't, like, know which one, like, anything that I was happy about. I wasn't happy about anything. I mean, but I kind of, like, started, like, just, like, getting into it. And then I feel like right when I, like, switched my, like, where I'm, like, happy all the time, I just kind of, like, stopped, like, because I'm grateful for everything, and I'm happy about everything. Mm-hmm. And I don't really, like, need to, like, count on it. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but it's just something that didn't, like, it wasn't really necessary for me, you know?
So this is a gratitude journal, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, for context. Josh has this thing where he started a gratitude journal, and every single morning he writes down three things that he's grateful for, and he does his best not to repeat anything. And we've mentioned this in a bunch of other
podcasts. I would like to refute his statement here.
Me too.
Yes. So it's the power of the gratitude journal is not when you actually are writing it. It's what happens after you write it. And what I mean by that is you become more conscious of these type of things. I'll give you my best example. Personally, what hits the hardest for me is I have allergies. Mm-hmm. And when I have them, Sash knows, but all of you guys know, it hits like a train wreck. And I feel miserable. It affects my entire day. And what happens is when you don't have allergies, you don't think about it. You're not appreciative of it because, you know, you don't have any problems. Same as when you get like a bone bruise, anything like this.
Yeah.
You're like, damn, I wish I was fucking 100% again. It's like the best feeling in the world. Mm-hmm. But you never think of that. Unless you have an injury. Yes. So what happened with this gratitude journal is I never appreciate something like that. But it's not the actual act of writing it. It's after you write it for a certain amount of period of time that you just start to think about that stuff outside of when you're doing that activity. Yeah. And what I mean is I'll be just walking around and I'm like, outside, I can breathe. I got no problems. Like, how awesome is this? Mm-hmm. That I never would have done without it. I never would have done something like that. So, like I said, it's not the act itself. It's the type of things that it does. It plants a seed. It's like planting a seed when someone gives you advice. If you don't implement it right away, but it's in the back of the mind. And after you do it for a certain amount of period of time, you just become conscientious of stuff like this that you never would have before. At least that's what hit for me, and I definitely think that would happen to everybody else if they did it.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. Like, writing it down, really, you're really conscious of what you're writing down, and you're really conscious of what you're really grateful for. You might have that in the back of your mind, say, I am grateful for this and that. But when you write it down, it's a completely different story. Because you can take that writing to a next level and write down the thoughts that wouldn't even come to your mind if you were just thinking on top of your head. That's the power of writing, in my opinion.
That's exactly what it is. Because I've experienced it,
so. Mm-hmm. Plus, it's another way to discipline yourself, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And just keep track of it.
Dude, the thing is with gratitude, it's like you actually have to force it. It's literally just like a muscle. Because it's so easy to be negative. It's so easy to be hopeless. It's so easy to be like so down nowadays. Like, it's so
that
easy.
Idea of, sorry to cut you off, but it's like, have you heard of the example of write 10 things that you're grateful for and then write 10 things you hate about yourself? You know how easy it is to write the 10 things you hate about yourself?
Exactly. It doesn't make sense. That's why it's like whenever I go, I do like self-analysis on myself. Like when I write shit down, I always start with the good. You mean, what am I doing good? What am I doing good at? Okay, then what can I improve at?
You mean? Shit makes you think.
It really does. And so pretty much the why we mention this in gratitude is because negative thinking, in order to combat that, you need to force positive. You need to force positive energy and thoughts into your mind and speak that into existence. Or else it's like, what else are you going to do? Just like, you mean, gratitude is just so important. It's just, it's number one thing I think everyone should do, like, when they have just a negative mind, just a negative like perception on reality.
Yeah, exactly.
You realize one day that there are motherfuckers that don't have legs. And here we get to do is have a blessing of gaining ability to walk every day.
Yeah.
Just imagine. Again, it's not bad to have not legs, but just imagine.
I can see you.
Like, that's fucking crazy. I'm grateful. And then another thing is, like, you're worrying about, you know, not having a girlfriend while there's somebody worrying about where the next meal is coming from. Like, what the fuck? You have no right. You have no right to get worried. Again, we're going to have problems no matter what. But the second you kind of like realize that, it makes it 10 times easier to just get past that problem.
Yeah, 100%.
And so, Dom, with the whole gym now, right, you're going into, what's that been like for you? Like, ever since like that teacher told you, like, oh, you need discipline. Like, is that just like, you're like, yeah, I need, like, you just like got into the gym, you started lifting heavy and shit. Like, what's that been like so far?
It's just been like, I mean, discipline is just all I've really lived by now, ever since that. I mean, when I'm trying to eat that last meal and I'm like, I'll just eat more tomorrow, and I'm just like, nope, I gotta do it. When I don't feel like going to the gym and I just think of that, it's always in the back of my head for a very good reason. And like, that's like really like what's been a driving factor, just always that's just always been in the back of my head, and it's been helping me a lot.
Sounds like the alter ego on your shoulder is getting bitched.
Yeah.
Is that, that's what they're called, right?
Alter ego. Yeah, the angel, like, and devil on your shoulder.
Yeah.
Or the two wolves.
I'm going to throw like a doppel dagger at you, all right?
What is it?
What are you undisciplined at?
Yeah. Undisciplined.
Double dagger?
Mm.
Double dagger.
My sleep. I would say lately my sleep has been undisciplined. Definitely been all over the place.
Why?
Why?
Gosh.
Jinx.
Why?
You said it before, man.
I mean,
you gotta think about
just,
this shit, man. You
just like any reason, maybe I'm out a little late. Like, just maybe I go late from the gym, and then I'm watching like a YouTube video, and then I'm eating, and I'm taking forever to eat, and then I'm talking to someone on the phone, and then oh, it's 12:30, just like that. And
so time management, right?
Yeah, time. I would say time management with and then it also like goes into my sleep. So those are the two things I haven't been disciplined on.
How are you going to planning to work on that?
Definitely just have a certain time where I just put my phone down. Mm-hmm. I think my phone just, it's just a huge distraction.
I was just about to say a general rule for everybody should just be to put your phone down once like 10 o'clock.
Put like airplane mode or something.
Just, yeah, throw something it out. Something like that.
Dumpster fire, yeah.
Get a new one tomorrow.
Get a flip phone. Dude, I was actually thinking about that. That would be crazy.
Stop.
How'd you post your videos?
Ah, shit.
You were not thinking about that.
If I ever saw you try to answer a call on a flip phone, I'd lose my shit.
yeah, so wait, guys, what was your guys' conversation like at work? Like what was it like?
Honestly, like where we work is like we work in a kitchen, and honestly, like, when we work, like we wouldn't be doing anything. We'd just be bored, kinda. And we'd be sitting in this back room chilling, and like sometimes like I go up to Dom, like he's like on his phone, like he looks like he's like in a thought. I go up to him, be like, "Yo, like what's good, bro?" Because you right. mean I saw like he was dealing with some shit, and like I really wanted him to open up to me about those types of things. You know what I mean? I could tell him because I know like spending like a lot of this like working with him and stuff like this. I could tell when he's down and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Is that how you guys kind of met? Like you just saw him?
We just started working with each other.
We literally just I think it was just me and him. We just randomly started working with each other. We just started talking.
Well, like everyone in the kitchen knows. Like when you work with a group of guys in the kitchen, it's like you guys are just all boys, I guess.
Right. Yeah.
So it was like that kind of
herd.
You see? Yeah. Herd. Yeah. Exactly.
But I mean, was there like something particular that just draw you to him in terms of like wanting? Like you saw something in him that. Probably needed help, and you just like went over and said, like.
Well, because Dom was usually open about things like that he was dealing with, and of course I'm willing to help. You know, in that moment and stuff like that, you don't want to see. You can't look at your friend being down and not do anything, right? You can't just do that. And I felt like I could relate to him in some sense with like with the college, with the girls and shit, with drinking, smoke. I could relate to that shit because I've been through that shit too as well. With the brain fog, you wake up the next day, like, you just fucking, you don't know what to do with yourself. I've fucking been there, so it's just like, might as well, right? What do you think?
Yeah, I think what drew, like, me and him, so I think we had, like, very, like, we experienced, like, a lot of the same things, but he was in a different part of like, that stage, you know what I mean? Like, you were already in, like, where you got through that, you got through all that negative stuff, and you're already moving on to get better, and I feel like I was still, like, sucked in. Having the same habits that weren't good, and I think like you were just a big help because it was like no one really talked to me in like that type of way where and no one really put that perspective in my head before, like, you know what I mean? And I was just like, wow, like, and I at first I'm not gonna lie, I was like, this kid's kind of goofy, like what, like why is he? And then I was just slowly like pick things.
I had my moments.
I was slowly pick things. I mean We were probably like close. We were really close in age compared to everyone else, and we worked together a lot. So we just grew like a connection, and yeah, I mean that's really.
Would you agree with what he said? You were really open up to talking about things, and yeah, how?
I would say I'm not like I wasn't open up to talking. I think he just like.
He was able to get it out of you?
Yeah, he was able to get it out to me. Not forcing.
Not forcing. You felt comfortable to talk about certain things with him.
Yeah, I felt comfortable.
How important do you think that was in really helping you?
I think that was super important. I think that's kind of what kick-started like my whole...
Would you tell anyone that's going through what you used to be going through to find that person to open up to or even themselves?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's like almost... It's kind of like a funny stage, so... Like, Fricker was going through a lot of stuff that was bad and then got better and then... He put it on me, and I feel like I'm actually dealing with a friend right now who dealt with the whole situation.
It's a cycle.
It's just a big cycle.
That's what this shit's about. You help everyone else as many as you can.
Paying it forward.
Pay it forward. Resonate with them through the same experience.
Mm-hmm.
What did you guys say?
Pay it forward. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and that's actually what I'm dealing with right now, and it feels really good. I mean, it feels really good. Like, you're really, like, investing in someone getting better and, like, it's awesome. I'm sure you felt the same way too.
Yeah, exactly. It's like helping someone, just like you just feel something like different. It's like you don't even need anything from them because like you just feel so good like helping them. You know what I mean? Like, and just getting to know someone, you know what I mean? It's just like a connection. Like, even if you guys are both like happy, it's like we've all seen each other, especially like been through like the ups and the downs. It's like that just builds connection and stuff, like nitpicking each other and stuff. I wanted to ask you, like, why did you start social media? Why did you start posting and stuff like that?
So one of my good friends that also was a huge help with me, like, getting through this hump and everything, and my friend Alex, he's super into lifting and, like, the bodybuilding aspect of it, and I never really, like, really trained that way before. I was always just, like, looking for strength and, like, trying to put up the most weight, and he kind of, like, taught me like all the bodybuilding stuff, and he actually had an account, and I was like, one day it was when I was starting, and I was like, dude, like, I really want to make an account, like when do you think I should make it? And he's like, make it right now. And I'm like, right now? But like, I'm super small, like why would I make? And he's like, why does that matter? Like, why does that, like, it does not everything. You don't have to have the best physique for everything. There's all different types of fitness content. You know what I mean? And I was just like, he was just like, just do a little like transformation progress. Like, and I was, and what I want my content to be is, there's a lot of people like that are super scrawny and like want to, like, they look at themselves in the mirror and just like, oh, I'm skinny. Like, I'm a bitch. Like, that's really how it is. And yeah. It's just,
yeah, you're like, a bitch.
Yeah. And it's just like, you don't want to look like that. And I think there's, I really like my content that I've been posting because I think there's a lot of people that can connect where, I mean, if I can do it, there's thousands of people that can do it. And that's what I really am trying to preach. And I'm going to start posting consistently more that like, you can, I mean, I was always the smallest kid in the room and like, I just knew like, I don't want to be like that anymore. And I everyone has an excuse for, oh, I eat so much and I still can't gain weight. But in the end of the day, like, just eat more. That's really it. Just pick up a fork, keep on eating, and the gym's only really half of it. Mm-hmm. Like,
what you're eating like nowadays? Is that like the struggle with like bulking right now?
In the beginning, it was a huge struggle. I mean, I would have to have a trash can next to me because I would literally be like yakking and stuff like that's how bad it would be.
Yeah, that's tough.
You just, but
it's right not when, tough. What the fuck? That's
tough. Right when you get over that hump, I mean, I literally ate right before I got here and now I'm hungry again. I'm constantly hungry, constantly hungry.
Don't eat the mic.
No, I won't. I've been getting a little close though, but
it's tempting, isn't it?
It's, you definitely like gain that, like your stomach expands, you get more like, you get hungrier and yeah. Mm-hmm.
One thing, do you like meat?
Oh God! Oh God! Dude, when he laughs and asks that question, yeah,
I know. You know, I knew when he was laughing, something was gonna
like,
come
do you like,
up.
My meat?
What is it? I don't know what meat, but I know once you ask meat, I know what you're.
Is that what they said?
I don't know.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the vegan dude. I know you're talking about.
Yeah, when we showed him last week.
Yeah, what
he said? He said, "Yeah, okay." So
this is one like meme that me and Josh and Sasha talked about last week.
I said, "Oh, you laughed before we got." To show you, but there's just like one like gay vegan like on like online, and people kept spamming meat.
I know what you're talking about.
And I know, so he was doing like one on ones, like people on Instagram live, and this one kid hopped on. He's like, oh, he's like, for $1 million, like, would you eat meat? He's like, oh no, I'm vegan, right? And then he's like, oh yeah, you're gay, right? And he's like, the gay guy's like, yeah, like, I'm gay.
That was the first question I think the kid asks, are you gay?
No, it's after the fact.
Oh, after.
He's like, and then he was like, would you eat my meat for $1 million? That's what Josh is laughing about right now.
Because he's like,
you have to watch the video.
It's like, I'm hungry again.
Yeah, yeah. It's better when you don't explain it. One thing, I want to go back to the posting thing. Cause
anyways, huge fucking shout out to your boy, Alex, right?
Yeah, shout out to him.
Because that's the best possible answer. People think that, oh, because I'm not at that level yet, people aren't going to think that I'm good enough to post or whatnot, right? But people don't understand that they'll resonate with that journey a lot fucking more than someone that they just immediately see as jacked. So let's say you start a channel when you're skinny, right? And then a year later, you're still consistently posting and all of a sudden you're jacked. How do you think the skinny person is going to react to? They're going to be, oh shit. Someone just ran them on the internet. They're going to be, damn, he used to be at this point. I'm at this point right now. And now you're at that point. Meaning I can get to that point. Mm-hmm. If that, I know I just used the ILI, I should have used it for different third person. Yeah. But yeah, I'm hoping that you get it. Like, just start now. And this literally applies with anything. Whatever business idea that you have in the back of your mind, whatever workout routine you want to get to, it's always just start right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I definitely want to post like what I'm doing in each workout and like how to do it. And like, just for like, because I know there's, I got even friends that are texting me like, oh, like I really like, your stuff is really inspiring, like, and all that. And I'm like, if I can do it, you can do it. That's what I always say. And I definitely want to post more stuff that's more in detail for like those, for people just like me. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I think my content's like, it's more relatable than like some jack dude that's on gear. Like, you know what I mean? It's just like unrealistic.
Yeah.
Especially when they say they've been on the journey for 2 years. And
they're not on steroids.
Yeah. And they're natural, apparently.
And then they're natural, yeah, exactly.
No. A little close to home, isn't it, guys? No, you don't get it?
Nah.
I'll explain it to you.
I get it.
Anyways, yeah. No, I really like what you're doing to like social media. What do you plan on taking with your account? Like, where do you plan on taking that? Do you plan on actually becoming like a personal brand? Or do you plan on making it like an actual thing? Like, what do you plan on doing with that? I don't mean to put you on the spot.
No, no, no. I mean, honestly, like, kind of the cliche answer is I literally am doing this account for people like me, and I truly mean that. Like, I don't care how many likes I get. I don't care how many views I get. Like, I just really, like, if I get somebody that texts me and say, oh, like,
You've helped me.
Like, that would mean the world to me. You know what I mean?
Oh, that hits spot on.
Yeah, I mean, with fitness, I definitely want to eventually, like, maybe, like, hop on stage, like, try, like, some bodybuilding. I really enjoy that. Like,
I love scene.
Yeah, I love all that, and that's like something I see in my future. And yeah, I mean, but with like as my account, I mean. Of course, I want it to grow. Like, I mean, it doesn't everybody, but like
that way you can reach more people.
Yeah, yeah, that's I would, but like, all I want to do is help people, and that's really what my account is.
So I have it right here, right? So I have a, I used to, right? I deleted Snapchat, and the only reason I was reluctant is I had a fitness community. I guess I call it. I added like 5 people to it, and I had 100 people in it. So it's like pretty dope. People added themselves to it. They saw my progress along the way. And I still remember this day. I have a screenshot. It's in my favorite. And I'll read it out loud from a guy. From the time I first joined this tribe to now, you look way more defined and a bit bigger. Keep up the good work, man. You are very inspiring. That melted awesome. My fucking world. Like,
yeah.
Getting something like that is like the beacon of like guy. Mm-hmm. That's like a girl getting a I'm beautiful. Well, they actually hear that all the time. But like, it's like that one and like once a year type compliment that just sticks with you.
Mm-hmm.
And that feeling once you get it, bro. Like I'm telling you,
well, he has gotten it.
He has gotten
it. Well, like I a couple of my friends said that like, oh, like your stuff is inspiring. But I haven't really got that like some a random person that just online just like really
in
like,
time.
Yeah, time, but
just keep time, posting consistently. I promise you.
This is like motivating too. And that's someone,
all
like,
you
texts
need. That's
you
all
nowhere.
You need. That's all
like,
you
hey,
need.
Hey, bro, like your content's been like really helping me and shit like that. That's what really people should be inspiring for. And I'm glad like that is like a motivator for you because a lot of people they start social media because they want followers. They want you mean it's just a bad motivation. You mean it's a way for them to, it's like they don't do it for the right reasons. And that's why they probably don't do good in the first place.
You think there's right reasons?
Yes, I do.
Not with you on that one.
That's fine.
Yeah. Explain.
Well, I mean, like, there. Some people are motivated by certain things. Some people, like, there's the intrinsic motivation, extrinsic motivation. Some motivators are not as good as others. That's what I believe.
So you're saying people that are motivated by, like, followers, how many followers they get, how many likes, all that kind of stuff, is the wrong motivation. But having a motivation to help people and you know, push them to the direction.
Yeah, there's better. Like, regardless, yeah. Like, motivation's nice, you know what I mean? But exactly. There's better motivators, you mean, that are more meaningful and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's I agree. I just don't think there's a wrong motivation if it gets you going. Mm. And I remember we were having this argument last time, but it's like motivation evolves. Like, you have to remember that always evolves. So if you start for, like you're saying, the followers, that's not going
to
last.
Well, what is motivation? Wanting to do something, right? You feeling like
look,
you
if
want
you
to do
start
something.
Posting content, whatever the reason might be, I respect that. I don't think there's a bad motivation.
If I feel motivated to scroll my phone to escape, is that a good reason?
Say repeat that.
If I feel motivated to scroll my phone so I can escape from my pain, is that a good reason?
I see your argument. I'm totally only reflecting on the positives.
Yeah,
using
yeah,
a
that,
motivation
that's we're only talking about motivating like growing an account, something that would be good.
Yeah,
not motivating.
I'm talking about like positive things that you're motivated by, even if it's by what we deem a negative thing. I don't think there's a negative thing that if it makes you do the right thing, that's what I'm referring to, not bad motivations.
But
well,
I
that's
guess
what I
also
meant, bad motivation. Some people are motivated by the wrong thing. So you mean they, okay, let's
but
say
to do the right thing from that motivation. Followers, we're going to go to this example. You're motivated by solely followers.
If I'm motivated, right, to make money to prove people wrong, is that a bad motivator?
If it gets you to do what needs to be done, I don't think so.
I think that is a bad motivator because it's just shallow.
Yeah,
to
like
to who? Who's it shallow to?
Shallow to me. It's my. I'm gonna say that as an opinion, right? Yeah, I do believe that as an opinion, right? Mm-hmm. It is shallow to think that. I mean, to that's like one. That's just an example to like you want to make money to prove people wrong. You know what I mean? It's just like you're trying to control external factors. You know what I mean? Things
I
like
see
that.
What you're saying. I just think that it
there's always gonna be people that discredit you for something that you have already achieved, at least with your extent. So plus I think it also depends, like if you want followers to help as many people as possible, that's a good motivator.
That's a great motivator.
But if it's followers to make you feel good on how many numbers you got on the screen, I think that's what we were talking about when you said, like, bad motivation. Mm. But the followers itself isn't the problem. It's why you want those numbers to show up on the screen.
Yeah.
To reach more people and help more people, or to boost your ego and say, I got this many followers.
You know I still mean? Don't think it's bad motivation.
I remember when we had this argument the last time, yeah. I was disagreeing with you, but I didn't understand that, because what we're doing here is you have to throw in the idea that your motivation overall evolves. If you continue that same motivation that, oh, this is just for the numbers, just for the numbers, just for the numbers, you're going to get greedy, and eventually you're going to fall off, because you're going to notice that some people will dislike you for who you are, yes. And you're going to be like, this isn't supposed to happen. You know, everyone's supposed to give me validation, blah, 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 blah. But with the sense that your motivation just evolves over time into something that isn't as shallow to our regards, then I think that's I'll agree with you. That's a great thing. As anything that can really pick you off your feet, go for it.
Exactly.
As long as
you're saying true to yourself, you know.
Yeah.
Pick off your feet. I think that's a good example. No matter the motivation, if it gets you going to the right direction, the matter is whether you keep that motivation. Because if you keep the motivation of just having the followers, you will eventually, that motivation will make you not rather do good actions, but bad actions.
And that's the go out of your way almost to just get the numbers on there, no matter what your actions are.
Exactly. You know what I mean? But to kickstart, people do that a lot. If it is the followers and it gets you to start posting, I got nothing wrong with it. Because if you're helping somebody else, that's all that matters.
Mm-hmm. I'd also argue that most like successful businesses, they all come like from people that wanted to start just for the money, right? That's realistically, like, why else would you take such risk? Why else would you take such a leap, right? Obviously, you can argue freedom and everything, but there are definitely people out there that were in it just for the money. And look at where they are now. You know, they have employees and whatever. They've contributed great things to society.
Exactly.
Over time, they're...
I'd argue that Jeff Bezos is the most helpful man in America because he's... How many jobs has he provided?
Dude, people never...
He wasn't motivated by money, though.
Oh, I have no idea. I'm just talking about... create jobs for someone, that's like the best thing you can do.
That's a whole different thing. I know you're talking about that's a whole different thing.
You're right.
But in the idea that they started off... Like, what you're saying is true, but the idea that they started greening and everything... Let's say Bezos did start greening and everything, but look at where he is now. Arguably, like what Josh said, the greatest contributor to society, more than any president. I mean, how many fucking jobs has he created for people? Millions, right?
Millions.
Presidents
think
20
million, but don't
count
my word. Think 20 million, but don't count my word.
That's fucking nuts, dude.
People
want to stay in space. Like,
people don't want money. They just want money just because it gets them things.
Exactly.
You know,
like that freedom.
People want
love,
money because most
freedom.
People don't have money. People want what they don't have.
They don't have freedom.
That too, yeah.
But that too, yes. Yeah, you're right.
Freedom.
You're right.
It just goes deeper
I change
that
back.
Dom, do you want money?
I mean, yes, I want money. I want money, but
everyone.
I see you as a Jordan Belfort.
A Jordan Belfort.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, I don't get it.
Are you
Wall Street scammer or something?
No.
Is like, all this legal? No. Fuck no.
No, I mean, I want
Who
money.
Who doesn't want money?
But
I mean, I think it's like that kind of.
I would definitely say like I'm not.
No, I was just saying it as a joke. No,
I would want to use money for like kind of the things to like really like fulfill like my life. Like I'm not going out there buying a Lamborghini or buying like, you know what I mean? I'm not going to be like, I want to go out. What I like really want to achieve in my life is just like to make as many memories as I can, like travel around the world and like experience new things. And I think that's really like.
Unlock new maps.
Yeah.
Level up your skills. Meet new people.
No, we should. I'm surprised no new city has been called Tilted Towers or something. Like, imagine.
Wait, what the fuck? Why would
that? Yeah, Josh has a new land.
Fortnite is not that inspirational, dude. Cities getting fucking named after
Fortnite.
Like inspirational monumental figures, not a
Fortnite.
Well,
maybe
you
want to do that, dude.
You know, in California, they're building
a
huge city.
You barely played Fortnite.
Like, just imagine that.
What?
Just imagine how hysterical that'd be.
Dude, that city's getting clowned on. Absolutely fucking clowned on. Anyway.
But everybody's gonna be dropping.
But watch that happen. Watch that just somehow happen.
I promise you, only in America. I promise you, a city will be called Tilted Towers. I promise you, by my death.
You want
Hopefully to
bet?
I don't
die. I'll bet $5 fucking grand on that right now.
$5 fucking grand.
You're gonna have to become president and make it like your a city of your own, and then for that.
That's
for
my
that
life's purpose now. My life's purpose.
Yeah. Okay. Please pursue that.
Did you ever have a time where you were motivated by money? Like, actually, oh, yeah, money, I money, just money, 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 money. You know, like, almost greediness towards
Mr.
money.
Mr. Krabs?
Did you ever have that?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I would say, like, I would maybe, like, but honestly, actually, no, I mean.
Never?
Because I feel like the way I got money is I would work, I would really work hard, and I feel like, I don't know, I feel like it was, like, something, like, very deserving, because I really, like, worked hard for my money, like, I work extra hours and stuff like that, like, I don't think, like, I was really, like, greedy about it, like, if I wanted more money for something, I would be putting hard work towards it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's great. So.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Do we want to bring in the 5 questions?
Yeah.
Any final thoughts, guys?
We can talk about, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I want to talk more. I feel like we didn't get to something, but I just don't know what it is. I feel it, though. I feel like there's something that we didn't touch up on, like, deeply. Mm. Which is maybe your past.
My past, okay.
Yeah.
So where do you want me to start? Like, where, like,
what happened, man?
Where do you want to?
What happened?
I mean, you guys know each other's story, like, in terms of, like, how deep it got. Because I think at some point Mike was having have his conversation with us, and you know, you guys talked a lot about, like, your guys' personal problems, and it's just kind of like going back and forth. Mm-hmm. And at some point, you guys kind of almost departed and, like, didn't talk for a while, right?
Yeah.
That was the case, right?
Yeah.
And I remember Mike just told me that he kind of just went on his path and just didn't really listen much, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, what happened there? If it's not, like, personally, if it's not
something, like, when we stopped talking, like, what, like, what, you were on your, like, what happened?
I think I got into, like, a very, like, dark, like, very, like, suicidal state. Like, I was just not, like, happy with anything, and that was the ground, like, I was
the FT.
I was rock really bottom. Like not talking to anyone, just kind of isolating myself, and doing everything for the wrong reasons. And I feel like that's kind of how we grew apart. I think right when I started getting better, I mean, I started contacting you
more. Yeah, yeah. I remember you, like, called me, like, yo, like, you, like, getting so happy.
Yeah, I think I dealt, like, it was a lot of unhappiness with just myself and maybe, like, some personal situations, like, with, like, girls and school and just anything, like, relationships. Okay. And I feel like I was in a very, like, deep, deep, dark place, and I just... I, like I said, I was in my bed, just really doing nothing, scrolling through my phone, just like,
couldn't find any purpose for anything, right?
Yeah, and I almost for a little bit I was okay with that, and that's really, like, I feel like that's kind of, like, sickening that you're okay with just diminishing yourself. And
were you ever in a situation where a woman defined your happiness?
What would you say? Sorry.
Were you ever in a situation where your happiness level was only determined between a woman?
Yes. Yes.
I know.
100%.
Talk to us about that.
Bro, that's the biggest problem with high school.
And we talked about that, like, before, like the false hope and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, dude.
I would say.
Because you said you were in a relationship for 2 years, right?
Yeah.
No, I think it's before that, or it's in the midst.
No, it was like two years.
It was the first love.
Yes, the first love.
Yes, yes. It's always the first love.
we know who we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
So, I would say it was almost like a slot machine. Like, you'd win once, you'd be like, oh, that's awesome. And then you would just do it over and over again. And then next thing you know, you're losing a bunch of money. And that's kind of my example for it.
What was the winning part? Winning in what?
Getting attention.
Were
you guys dating? I'm curious. Were you guys dating? Got let on? What was it?
So,
it was a thing.
No, so we were dating for a while, and then eventually, like, we like broke up, and then we were working on it, and now we're just get let on, and we weren't dating.
Just like at this on point. And off, on and off. Off.
It was the most on and off.
So is that when the casino gambling?
Yeah.
One day, like, she's giving you the hints that she's into you, right? And then the next day, yeah, it's like you don't exist.
Dude, yeah. I remember fucking times, like, we'd be in the kitchen, and Dom just fucking yells, like, he'd just be so fucking pissed off for no reason. I'd be like, he goes, bro, what is?
Yeah, just like
chomping. Like, you know, he'd be like, oh my god, like what is wrong with you?
Yeah. Oh, wait, I actually wanted to mention that. I think. I was such a, like, always an angry person for no reason. Yeah. I would, like, one thing, somebody would say one thing wrong to me, I would try to fight them. I would just always try to start problems. And I feel like just, like, this whole journey, like, it just made me so much more of a calm. And, like, I really, like, enjoy, like, the little things. I really, like, I'm not out here, like, to start problems with anyone. And I just, I mean, I'm
you really just spread love yeah, more that than hatred.
And I'm, like, that's probably the number one thing I'm most proud of. Like, I don't have any anger filled in me. I don't feel like I have things on my shoulders just, like, holding me back. Like, I just feel relaxed, and I feel like I'm just, motivated to, like, just get better. And
you know what I think it is? I think you know you're in control now.
Yeah.
You're in control.
You've always been in control, bro.
Mike,
I know, but I didn't know I was in control. Like,
now you're aware of it.
Yeah, now I'm aware of it.
With the anger issues, Mike, if you don't mind sharing, the phone.
What phone?
My phone that I gave you.
Oh, yeah, dude. Anger issues with women and shit, yeah. Dude, so I had this one night where this girl pissed me off, and I shattered my phone with... I shattered Josh's phone.
Shattered my phone with my, that with I gave my hammer. Him. That I gave him. Not, I had my own phone.
I got
a new phone.
I was using Josh's phone. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to smash this hammer because I'm just pissed off. And so...
what had to happen?
I just remember...
The I know
if
what,
I'm correct, right? You just FaceTime me and like, Josh?
I couldn't FaceTime you because I broke the iPhone.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
How did I find out?
I don't know. I think I texted you or something. Oh, I sent you a picture.
What?
So what happened was, right? What Dom was saying with like being angry and stuff, like I got a lot of anger and like pissed off like with just like with women problems and stuff like that. Like this is like back in like what like 2021?
Yeah, something like
early,
that.
Or like 2020, 2021. That's when I was like in my dark, that was like a really dark time. It was just like there's this girl, I was on and off so many times, and I would just be so pissed off. Like I would always check Snapchat, see if she messaged me. It's just like I was the only thing I clinged on to. Was her attention. Huh. The only thing I clinged on to. I didn't have a purpose. I was playing video games. I was waking up late. I was staying up all night. I had so much anxiety, right? And the only thing I clinged on to was this feeling that this girl gave me. And that's the only thing I clung on to. And when it was just like, when it was down, I was like pissed off. I had so much anxiety. And this one night, I got really pissed off. And I broke Josh's phone that he gave me. You gave me like 3 phones in this whole lifetime.
I did.
I should just have backup. You just gave me that shit, right? I'll just use it at home. But... like I understand that, like
definitely mine.
Just being angry at, like out of nowhere, but like I even had like a really just low point where it's just like this G wasn't talking to me, and then all of a sudden I had no purpose. I had COVID. I was on my floor. I was like on my floor crying. I said, "There's no way I can live like this anymore. Like there's no way," because I was stuck in my room for a week. I haven't touched the sun. I was watching anime. What? That shit was getting. What? I haven't touched the sun, but I haven't gone outside. I got my sleep schedule is fucked. It was just so bad. Mm-hmm. And I really just, like, that was one of my big breaking points. I was on my floor. My pillow was, like, a fucking textbook from high school. I literally remember looking up at the sky, like, my fucking tears rolling down. I was just like, wow, like, I really would rather, like, almost, like not be here. You know what I mean?
Damn.
That's that. I got to that point. But then after that point was when I had the best moments of my life. I started lifting. I started getting, literally like after the chick, bro, I started just getting better in the gym.
That's how it be.
I started working That's with how my, I started working with my friend every single day in my garage, and it was just like life just got so much better after that, bit by bit.
Dude, we gotta actually make an episode with the first love and how to handle that. So many people, like, we have so That's much advice, idea. Dude. We have so much advice. Dom, you gotta be in there. For that
dude,
one, honestly, man.
But, like, we're some of the stuff...
You fall in such a trap, man.
Some of the stuff that I just said, like, I literally envisioning, like...
I know, right? Exactly.
Literally, these same... Like, I would just go on the phone, like, see, like, oh, did she text me? Did she text me? Like, my whole life would revolve around that one person.
Oh, my God. That's
And
exciting.
It was just the worst.
You became stalker, man.
Literally.
Yes.
Like, and I was like, why am I doing this? Oh, I'm weird for that. And it was just all this
dude,
stuff.
It was so obsessive. Like, it was so weird. I was just like... That was my only thing I cared about. It's the only thing I thought about. I didn't know there was anything else outside of that.
Dude, I don't know about you guys, but going to bed was like the worst thing ever at that
Dude,
time.
That shit started
That's
my
the only
entrepreneurial
thing you could
journey.
Think about. Yeah, really?
Dude, let me tell you right now, right? In the beginning, like, So, for example, this girl, she went to college or whatever, and I really wanted to go see her, blah, blah, blah. Like, we were still trying to talk, and, like, I wanted to, like, go out to, like, the state that she was at, and... But I was broke. I didn't have money. And so I was like, okay, how can I make money? On TikTok, I found affiliate marketing. Like, whoa, like, what's this? This kid is, like, making – he's younger than me. He's making all this money. I was like, whoa, that's crazy. I wanted to make money so I can fly myself out to see this chick. That was why I was motivated.
See, dude, that's the thing. Bad motivation, but it worked out. You know what I mean?
It's didn't not work bad out, motivation. Bro. I didn't get anywhere. It was like shallow. You know what I mean? It was so like that motivation like dies out easily.
Well, but it started your journey. Yeah, exactly,
you
dude.
Said it yourself. It started your journey.
It contributed.
Yeah, but that's when like I first. That's that shit was the first thing that opened up my eyes. Like, wow, people can actually just make money online. You know what I mean? So I'm actually grateful for that shit. So
yeah, dude, we gotta make an episode. Let's.
So Dula, you're off the fly. Have you what? Had an experience like
no,
this?
I don't think you did, right?
Nothing. Like experience like what?
Like fuck this. Like fuck FTE. Like an FTE.
I know you have. You got lucky. With the girl, with his the girl fucking like first love. Yeah, like, it's his fucking girlfriend. Fuck you.
Yeah, I definitely did too. Like there was definitely some moments where just like how he said, it was like you were addicted to that attention, you know what I mean? Like you would get it once and then it was like on and off, like you're mad at each other one day and then you love each other, then you call it love, all that kind of stuff. And it's so, it can be so deceiving, you know? It's not love. If anything, it's like toxic. But you choose to call it love because you want to call it love. But in reality, when you grow from it, it wasn't love. Because if it was love, it would just be different. You would work things out and just be there for each other, but for the right reason at least.
It's almost like the feelings were so fleeting that the relationship only was good when you guys both felt like liking each other.
Yeah, exactly.
That's when it was the best, right?
Yeah.
But then when she didn't really feel like liking you that much and you felt the most, that's when it was really bad. Or like when you didn't really feel like liking her that much. And it's like the emotions were just like so like fleeting. That's like what we're probably so addicted to, like that feeling of she's so invested in me, I'm so invested in her. But like when we don't have that, it's like I don't have a next thing to chase after that dopamine.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but were you guys like literally fucking trapped and like you could not see that this is not what love looks like?
Yes.
You only I after say, the fact that on that really?
Dude. Looking back at it now, I felt like motherfuckers.
Not that deep, but it was like a pattern. It was like a cycle. Not anything that was like that bad to the point where you had no realization. But it's like you would ignore it. You would ignore it because it was a harder thing to deal with than just tell yourself.
Yeah, it's more uncomfortable.
Because then you would just run away from the thought. But the thought of this is actually not love. Like this is holding me back. I don't feel good.
We're just playing games at this
and,
point.
Yeah, exactly. And then you would want to ignore that thought because it was the hardest thing to deal with. Because he was either, okay, I'm going to stick with the point that it's toxic and I'm going to have to break up, which was even worse.
That's it.
So it's like, instead of doing that, I'm just going to say it's love and I'm gonna work things through. But how you work things through, what at least me, wasn't the right way. It wasn't like conversational based. It was just like, it was really just using each other's attention, really. Like, it's bad, but it's true, you know what I mean? And sex was just like... That's something that, I mean, we got to be honest, right? That was just something that really, really, you
that's
become
what it
really
peak,
attached
bro, you know what I mean?
To that person. That's the power of it. I mean, sadly, it's true, but it's sad, but it's true.
Yeah. Y'all are lucky, man.
And there's
I never dated my first love, so that made it worse. But I
don't know if it made it worse.
But I think it would be a good episode if you just, like, really, really,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
100%. Yeah, no, definitely. Dom, you're coming back.
That's like
that
the, when Hamza said, like, make your videos to 15, like, younger self. I think that's going to be such a powerful one. But I want a final note here. I think we can all agree here on consensus that we're so happy that it happened.
Yep.
Yeah, 100%.
Because we're not where we are today. It was after that relationship where I started growing slowly. It was like before that and during that relationship, it was just like I was going up, down, go up, and then even down sometimes. And it was just like I was really not going anywhere. You know what I mean? If I was, I was just dropping back down. But from then on, I was at least seeing some kind of progress, like, after I broke up. So, I think it was really the fact that I was like, holding myself back from something. Like, I was being controlled rather than me putting my life in control. And being, I would say, the driver.
They controlled your life.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's like almost like putting on a 50-pound backpack that makes you feel good. That's really comfortable.
Yeah.
Right. A really comfortable 50-pound.
Take it off.
But when you take it off, you're like, wow, like, I didn't know I could feel this light because I was so obsessed with that comfortableness. Yeah. It's like a weighted blanket.
And then when you reflect, that's the biggest thing. That's when you understand what things to do next and you just improve on and on.
Yeah, bro. Girls will get you, man. they'll have you reach rock bottom.
The amount of people that are dealing with that, too, it's just...
It's everybody.
Yep.
You learn the hard way.
It's like it's like the best worst thing that happens.
It's one of those things that you just have to experience it. No matter how many times someone tells you, do not do this, You're gonna do it. You're gonna do it. Because that feeling,
I mean,
that feeling is so fucking powerful.
Yeah.
What I will say, though, for this goes to all of you, is because you guys don't even know half of it yet. Because when you do get into that relationship that you tell, like, that you're so positive is the one, like the way I'm feeling it right now.
Right.
I don't know because I've never experienced what you guys have had to go through.
Yeah.
But the motivation that I feel for her is on a whole nother level. And I guarantee you it's way more than what it is through the breakup. Because when you're already at that point, like, yeah, this is like the love of my life, all that you can think about is making like a comfortable lifestyle for the both of you.
This man really.
So what you think is what it is right now, just wait. Y'all ain't through half of it right now. And I promise you. When you come back to come back to me once you get into that relationship, and then let me know what you think about it.
I'll come back to you, bro. Yeah.
This man is like, it's like we're trying to throw from the 50-yard line, trying to hit the crossbar. We all miss like 100 times, and this motherfucker hits it the first time. Is this what it is right now, bro?
That's all I gotta say. It just happens.
Shrugged it all. I don't know. I'm lucky.
And I feel like you're so right. A lot of young men are going through this type of stuff, and it's so hard to talk about this kind of stuff. It's not comfortable, you know? But I'm so glad that we had you on to talk about this stuff, and we got to share this type of stories, because a lot of people are not comfortable sharing that. And, you know, hearing from us, I feel like it will just kind of make them think and open themselves up to how things really are. Because the sooner you, I would say, open up and be honest with yourself, the better it is. So.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I hope there's, like, a lot of people that are, like, watching this, dealing through that, and, like,
everybody.
They get like
not a lot. Everybody.
I hope everybody's watching and that's dealing through that situation. Like, I hope they know, like, there's examples there's positive examples.
And they're not the only ones. I think that's the biggest thing. Mm-hmm. A lot of people fall into this trap of thinking, I'm the only one. I'm the only one that went through it. It's like, no, you didn't.
You don't know what I went through, bro.
I mean, the amount of times I said that, I would always say, like, oh, you just don't understand. You just don't understand.
That's when I get a knock next. You don't understand me, bro.
Yeah. But in reality, they do. Like, it's just.
I'm really struggling with this question, too, because, like, after you guys break up and stuff like that, like, what's the loneliness like? Like, for example, did you feel lonely after you broke up with her? Like, what I mean, you said you had a good support system, right? That's a good thing. Like, I know, like, a lot of guys out there, after they break up with their first love, they feel crazy. He's laughing. I don't know if he's going to throw out a joke or he's going to say something. Like, I don't know what he's going
to
say.
You know what my thing was? I'm sorry to cut you off, Tom. My immediate strategy was find the next one. And what happened is I found a woman that had 17 boyfriends before me.
L.
And I dated her.
Didn't last a month, by the way.
It did not last a month.
Thank gosh.
Yeah. And well, let's just say it did not. It finished with.
But there's your answer. What? Yeah.
CHEAT. So that's all my fault.
I want to ask all of you guys, like, how do you deal with he's the only one who has a girlfriend right now, right? How do you guys deal with the loneliness? Self-improvement.
I was thinking about this, and I'm glad you asked.
Because a lot of guys that I talk to, like, they're just like. Like, dude, like, I just feel like I'm so alone. Like, I just, like, I want a girl. Like, I know you, me and you, Josh, talk about this.
Of
like,
course.
We just feel alone. But, like, we want someone. Like, we want a girlfriend. But it's, like, we know it's, like, we've taken this time to really, get better and level up. You know what I mean?
What's helped me, and I can only speak for myself here, is you kind of, it's human psychology of wanting what we don't have. And once I realized, like, I always thought about the benefits of having a girlfriend. Like, you get somebody to, you know, have somebody to talk to. But then you also got to realize there's the opposite side that you never think about, which is a lot of attention, a lot of time, a lot of commitment.
That's not really necessarily bad, though.
It's not a bad thing.
Yeah, it's not.
But it's something that you have to sacrifice.
You can't prioritize right now.
You just have to. You have to realize there's also a downside of having a girlfriend. And it's not necessarily
a downside. Though.
Exactly. But there's another side to it. You only want the good things
that you can't give right now.
I love if we could just do what I want, but it's not what you want. It's what both you guys want. And, like, understanding that there is also another side to it that you just don't want to believe in, help me. Yeah. And I'll let you guys share. I don't know.
I think, like, loneliness makes you the strongest. I mean, there's a lot of dudes and a lot of girls that just, it's just, they're just on to the next one, on to the next one, on to the next one. I feel like I feel like that loneliness, I don't know if like you guys were the same, but I feel like that's what really, like, that was another big, like, striving point, like, to get me better. Like, I was comfortable by myself. I was comfortable, like, in my own skin. I didn't need to go on my phone and tell someone about my day and tell, like, ask him, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I feel like
constantly look for that attention from somebody to tell you, hey, how's your day going, all that kind of stuff. You could just check up on
yourself. I feel like I finally, like, built the confidence where I don't need anybody to tell me, like, what I am or what I'm not. Like, I know what I am, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I'm my own person.
That is the biggest thing I tell people is, like, the confidence and loneliness the confidence is there when you know who the fuck you are, know what you want. Yep. It's like you're comfortable in your own skin, and I know it's like easier said than done. It takes time to get there, but you need to be lonely. You need to feel that loneliness in order to get there, because you'll find yourself eventually. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Sudol?
So, well, there was two questions. There was how we dealt with the loneliness afterwards, right? And then how do we deal with it now, not having anybody?
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, at the moment, like I said, I was just almost prologuing the whole thing with the relationship being toxic. I would ignore it once, twice, three times, but I could only ignore it so many times. Like, at some point, I had to just say, you know what, like, I'm gonna have to finish it. So after that, it's almost like I felt the weight just dropping from my shoulders and I was free. That's when I really, really started to devote more time to myself and improved on myself. But now it's really just still working on myself. I still have relationships with other girls, but it's a little different now. It's like I'm getting to know the person on who they are, to know how it's going to be like spending life with them. Because ultimately, that's what it is, right? You have to spend your whole life and have a family with, having kids to raise with that person. So you really have to understand who they are as a person, not how they look physically and all that kind of stuff, or what their status are. It's really about knowing who the person you are almost raising your kids with, you know what I mean? And who your kids are going to be based on who the mother is. So when you look at it from that perspective, you really try to, like, have a different type of relationship with girls.
Dude, it's also delayed.
And try to grow as a person.
That was, yeah.
It's also delayed gratification, bro. It's like, for example, right now you're taking the time to get better and level up, knowing that later on you will attract a better woman because you delayed your gratification. Exactly. You didn't wait the next month to find the next girl. You waited years to work on yourself to find that woman you can show up, be present with, and give your attention to.
And if you think about it, whoever she is, right, out there, the chances of her going through that same process of growing to the point where you will meet there is very likely. So that's how you can also look at it.
Yeah. That's very well said.
Yeah, loneliness is just delayed gratification, bro.
Yeah.
You know, it was a big stepping stone for me. You know, there's probably only something I might say. I've always had a brother. I always hated being alone. And there was a certain point.
Too. What?
At a certain point, at a certain point, like, I could not go grocery shopping without having somebody with me, because I didn't want to be by myself. Like, this is, I'm being very legitimate right here. And now to point, it's like, I kind of want to do everything alone. Nah, that's bullshit. But it's like, I enjoy being alone, like, just popping music or just, I talk to myself. I just fucking talk to myself.
It's just being comfortable. It's not that you don't like it.
I bet you do.
And I enjoy it. It's not a bad honestly. Thing. I know. I enjoy it. That's something I could have never said unless I had spent all this time alone.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you, Josh.
We all talk to ourselves, though, like in the mirror.
What?
I'm sure we all talk to ourselves, though.
I talk to myself. Talk
about the car. Turn the radio off and start speaking out loud.
I say it out loud.
Yeah, exactly. That's
like, I mumble it. I'm something. And it's like, hey, Josh, how are you? And then, like, not like that shit.
Sometimes that slips.
Right.
Josh, nothing you were looking good today, dude.
I just talk what's in my thoughts, right? You know what I mean?
That's amazing.
You know
what
I mean? Yeah.
It's a good way to break things down, though.
I'm fucking weird.
We're all weird, bro.
What about you, Don?
And I love you for that.
I know, thank you.
How do I deal with, like, the loneliness?
Oh, no.
Don't even get me started next
time.
I'm going to keep it quiet.
I mean,
in terms of,
I just,
like, relationship wise, like, not.
I just, like, I mean, I feel like just not, like, going out and, like, texting everyone. But I dealt with the loneliness because I really just, like, looked at myself in the mirror and, like, just really improved on everything. And I just wasn't really on my phone all the time, like, talking to all these people. Like, I feel like I feel like building my confidence, like, really helped, like, with the loneliness. You know what I mean? Like,
getting to know yourself, because when you know yourself, you know the standards. You know what you're looking for, who you're looking for. But if you don't know yourself, it's almost like everybody's good for you. You know what I mean? When you
don't know yourself.
But when you know yourself, it's like, you know, I know who fits my personality because I know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't know who you are, everybody's just like, they're good for me.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you really, like you'll really find the one. You won't just, like, you're not just going to be like, oh, I'm just going to fuck this girl because she's, like, might as well. You know what I mean? She's coming on to me. So, like, you really, like, know your own worth. And that's like.
There you go.
You know what's the best? It's like, I highly recommend everybody goes through. It's actually rejecting a girl. Because it takes balls to do that. And what I mean by that, not, like, not in a cruel manner, but it's, like, the idea that once you know yourself, you know that there are some people that just don't fit your style that you never would have done unless you reject that person.
Or got to know yourself, yeah.
Exactly. It's, if you accept everybody, guess what? You don't fucking know yourself because not everybody works. Like, that's the reality of it. There's, what, 4 billion fucking women? You think all of them can work with you? Fuck no.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm different.
So, Dom, what's next for you, bro? What in the next, like, what's your next goals? What are you chasing after?
What are some of the big ones?
I know you're in the gym. I know you're bulking and shit. Like, what's next for you?
I'm working on getting my insurance license. I want to start my own life insurance business by the end of this year. That's a big goal.
I think that's what Patrick Bet David did, right?
Yeah.
And he's,
I don't know. I don't know much about.
He did something with insurance. I know that.
Buying my first car tomorrow, which is pretty decent.
I found it out.
Good.
thank you. And I mean, besides, I mean, that's really like, and then really just making progress in the gym and just making progress in my life, and that's really like what's next up in my life.
What's the bulk number? What are you trying to hit?
What are you right now?
I just broke 160.
Wrong.
2 days ago.
Wrong. Why are you looking at the number on the scale? Fuck that.
Well, I'm looking at the note because I'm tracking myself. You know what I mean? It's like if I ate this many calories, like this making sure
he doesn't track his calories.
That's right.
So I would I like honestly that's but I do agree with what you're just about to say.
No, in the sense of that, but I thought because he asked you what's your next like goal number. Wrong question. I'll say that. Fuck the scale.
But what I was gonna say is like. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to get to 165. And I'm just like, now I'm just like, I just want to get as big as possible and look like
how I want to look.
You know what I mean? I just want to be big and strong. I mean, I don't really, I'm not going for a certain number anymore. I'm just.
Are you trying to be a mass machine or like a.
I want to be like aesthetic.
Like a trend twin?
Okay.
No. Definitely not a trend twin. Like, walk around like this.
Well, try to be like natural, right?
So like, maybe like a Joshua Nikolaevsky, something like that.
I just like it took me a little bit to register. Definitely.
He's trying to be like you, Josh.
any closing up statements before the five questions?
I just want to say like, thank you for having me. Like, and I wish you guys all the best of luck.
Thank you.
It's a great thing.
We'll have you on again, though. We'll talk about the relationship and shit like that.
We connect hella, bro.
You're just keeping shit.
You're
still going to be here, man.
All right, let's get started.
Let's
get it started.
Dom, we have 5 questions for every guest, and then at the end, we ask a question from a previous guest, and you get to ask a question for our next guest.
Okay.
So, first one, what is your best advice to somebody in life?
My best advice for somebody is, I mean, it's just really cliche, but start like caring about like your own opinion. Don't like really when you stop like caring about what other people think. I mean, it's just a whole lot of things turn out better in my opinion.
Not your opinion, bro.
It's a fact. I mean,
how do you know that?
You shouldn't just in the end of the day, like those people that are talking a lot of shit to you, they're not gonna pay the bills. You know what I mean? It's really just you.
That's some real shit, bro.
So I mean, I think just really care about like the only person that should be caring about you is yourself. That's it. There's not the person down the street, not the person in your comment section.
Yeah.
Like you're the person that determines your life. And
because you know yourself the most.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maladiet.
That's beautiful, bro.
What is your drive? What is it that keeps you going?
My drive. I would just say like my past, I mean, and just where I'm at now, like just these whole months, like, just all this stuff that happened. Like, I just feel like it's just such, yeah, this progress. I just feel like it's such a drive for me. Like, it's like, I'm like so happy that I know I can do this. And I know I can even get better. Like, I'm happy with myself and I love my life, but I'm not fulfilled. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I know I can do better. And I don't think anyone should ever be fulfilled. I think everyone should strive. Because that's what it's all about. Never stop
growing.
That's what life's always about. Like, being the best person you are.
You know, I saw this like little study. It's like people are more motivated by seeing progress in their lives than like just making money. Like they're more motivated by seeing that they're okay. They got better. They didn't just stay stagnant. They just got better. People are more motivated by that than like external materialistic things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I heard that somewhere too.
Yeah.
What do you value the most in a person? Like one characteristic, maybe that would clear up.
I mean, I'm not gonna say loyalty because that's like you gotta value loyalty. That's just it's like a
non-negotiable.
Default. But something that I really value is just that I
dude, loyalty. I mean,
yeah, I guess I really don't know. I mean, I guess I could say a lot of things, like, but. My answer is going to be loyalty, because I know it's cliche answer, but really I do value loyalty so much. I mean, if you find a loyal person, I mean, you hit the jackpot, in my opinion.
Then go.
Yeah.
What is one issue that you see people go through in today's society, and how do you overcome that issue?
One issue.
Or how can we all, like, go through solving it, I guess? Or go about solving it.
I feel like the issue. I mean, I'm gonna say this. I know we talked about this literally the whole entire podcast, but just because it happened to me, I mean, just an issue is just being like sucked into attention, and I just think that's I think a lot of people go in that, and I don't think it's just. It can happen with multiple things. It can happen like a video game or, just like. But I just think like, just being like relying on attention. I think like it's just. I think that's a huge problem, and I think getting over it, like, the best things that happen is just really just cutting it off and, like, being comfortable with not having that, you know what I mean? And
yeah. Sorry, attention better from, like, from a girl? Or?
No, I'm just saying, like, just, like...
Where like, your attention is
Yeah, like, in a negative way.
Okay.
I'm saying it could be, like, almost anything. Like, it could be, like, from a video game that gets can't constantly, you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah,
you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So, like, escaping into something,
yeah.
Too.
Like, okay. Focus. Either
I didn't put the right words, but, like, you guys
understand. No. I just wanted to clarify.
Yeah.
Does that also, like, I would say, make more sense to you now that you know, like, you've went through it and you mm-hmm. tend to see more people going through it because you know what it's like?
Yeah, and I like I said, like, I have a lot of friends that are going through it, and I feel like I can, like, really help them because I've noticed the good and bad from it, and I really sat back and, like, really, like, reviewed what happened, and, like, I'm helping a lot.
You can share your experience
with
them,
yeah. I can share my experience, and, yeah, it's really
great. What is one thing that you hear from people that's negative, and why do you disagree with that?
One thing,
I can rephrase that if you want.
Yeah.
Like, what is something that you hear from people that's negative, and, or...
You disagree with.
Right? Or that you disagree with, yeah. There you go, thanks.
Something I really disagree with is I think like a lot of people think in life like you just gotta grind work, you gotta grind in life, like no matter what, like you can't have any breaks, it's hustle. I don't think that's what life's really about. I don't think it's just about just beating yourself up every second, getting like, of course, like you want to make money, you want to be successful, but I really think making memories and enjoying time with your family, like I've from experience, like I've had my dad like miss games and stuff, and I really thought about that, and like my parents and stuff like that, and like I feel like a lot of people just think you gotta grind for everything, and of course you do, like you gotta work hard, but I think there's people that have a wrong perspective, like
yeah.
idea of it, you know what I mean?
You know Alex Tremosi?
Alex?
No, he doesn't. No. I already asked him.
Oh well, he's just. Really big businessman influencer, right? And I remember seeing a clip of him where he went and go to like Christmas parties with his family or have like meetups with them so you can stay and work. And unfortunately, that's kind of like, because for some people, that's just the name of the game. That's sometimes just the sacrifices. But I hear like something. It's really just what's valuable to you, what brings you fulfillment. And for me personally, it's always going to be being around the people, the social interactions that I have, whether that's my family or my friends, that I'll always value over any business or something, some monetary vehicle.
But you definitely have to like learn as a person, I feel like, to say no to those kind of events, even though it feels special to you, because you gotta sometimes put things on a scale and say, okay, like, where's this gonna take me if I put more time to it, you know what I mean? And
you just have to be rational about it. That's a different story.
It's a good answer. So what's the
question from our previous guest, Brandon Veinblatt. Shout out to him. His question is, and this is going to make you think, what is the true authentic reason you want to become successful financially?
Whew. That's deep.
That's a
good question, Brandon.
I'm going to try to answer the best I can.
You already know? God damn.
I mean, I just...
Okay.
I just have like an idea. So it's like, what's say the question again?
Yeah, I'll repeat that. What is the true, authentic reason you want to become successful financially? And like the whole point of this is like most people just say money, money, money for cars. Like there's something deeper than that. And that's personal to everybody. What is that for you?
I would want money because I want to like travel with my like traveling is like. That's something that, like, I really want to experience as much things I can until I die, you know what I mean? So, and, like, I just want to maybe buy things for my, like, when it's my kid's 16th birthday, I want to be able to, like, give him a new car, you know what I mean? Like, I want to just give him some, like, buy them stuff that I didn't experience in my life. I think that's, like...
Better teach them something you weren't taught.
No, of course, but,
it's,
like...
It's a famous quote from Ronaldo, that's why I mentioned it, yeah.
But yeah, that's like I think that's like my drive for money and all that. You know what I mean?
I like that.
Using money almost as like a tool to like to give and like help other people.
Yeah, yeah. Not just like, oh, I'm just gonna buy a Porsche.
Sick fucking mansion.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like.
But what is it about the world? Like, what do you enjoy about like traveling and stuff? Just the fact that exploring. Like new places that like you would probably never even thought existed.
Yeah, and like just other people's culture, like how other people's relationships in maybe like Italy or Russia or, you know what I mean? Like
Russia.
I think I just want to experience like, because I don't know what it's like over there, you know what I mean? I just want to experience as much things as I can. Like,
you don't want to go to Russia right now.
Because I feel like I feel like nobody's
thinking about it over there.
He won't be coming back.
Yeah.
I feel like people are like so materialistic, you know what I mean? Like, in 40 years, like, are you really going to care about like the new Lamborghini you bought? Or are you going to care about that time where you and your wife went to France and you proposed to her? You know what I mean? Like, That's what I'm really like.
It's almost like having freedom to express your love almost to like your people that you really care about. It's like the reason, like, for example, I want money is just so I can like I can give my kids the right nutrition or my education, give them like the right things that they need to go about this world, you know what I mean? So they're not like indoctrinated, so they're not like fucking like being influenced by things that are just so negative and just ridiculous, you know what I mean? So I understand what you're saying. Is that kind of similar?
Yeah. Okay. So Dom,
what to give the next guest?
You have two options. If you have something.
No, don't give me the two options. Let's do it now.
Yeah, let's make him do it now.
Yeah.
All right, fuck you, Dom.
You're under pressure now, yeah. Dude, he was giving a good option. I mean,
no. That's being a bad salesman right there.
Josh, bro,
that's being a bad salesman.
Okay, what's the question you want for the next guest?
I'm sorry for like the cliche question, but like, what's something that like will really like. That would really like say like your life is like completed, like, you know what I mean, like
you made a moment
like what would be your made it
moment? Do we have that?
No
what
is your made it moment?
That's a good question.
Okay,
yeah, I like that.
That's mine.
Do we ever bring it up?
Do you think
we just brought it up?
I guess every
question was it a question from
is a you made it moment?
We brought it up with Brandon. I think
maybe, yeah, we'll have to rewatch the episode when it comes out.
Do you remember
that?
Watch the
episode.
I was gonna ask Dom. Like,
yeah, we had some. Do you think
it's a good thing to have a "you made it" moment?
Yeah, I do.
Okay,
I do think it is. Because I think, like, I mean, I feel like that your made in him is, like, that driving force. And...
But you also mentioned that you should always just keep striving for more. Yeah.
I guess, like you said, it's different for everyone. I would feel like, personally, my, like, your made it moment, like, I feel like it would just be, like, so much longer in like, the end, like, where it's, like, it's almost like I'd be, like, done, you know what I mean? Like, so I would, like...
Well, your made it moment doesn't have to be where you stop, right?
That's just the. I know, but that's just where mine was. So that's why I had that mindset. Like, that's okay. Why I was like, oh. But,
Well, if you made it, then what's the point of going further?
Because...
Because no one in mankind ever gets satisfied.
I know, yeah, I know, exactly. Psychology. I know, I feel like we all should always try for, like, should we have a I made it moment?
Duh. Yes.
Okay. You can. I think there's a point B, yeah, 100%.
So that's a good motivation to have.
Mm-hmm. If you have some kind of, like, high goal, and you made it, like, you could say, oh, damn, like, okay. I had that ever since I was a kid. I had that ever since I started this, mm-hmm. and I did it. Now, the only way to go from here is up top. Yeah, so that's the kind of I made sense. It. Not like, I made it and that's it, I'm done.
Yeah, but that's what,
like,
I thought. That's what I thought.
I had it. I had this drive and I did it. That means that there's another goal that I can set for myself, even bigger if I have to, and I can still say I can do it.
Name one person who has no goals. I don't even know if that's possible.
Dude,
I
think it's important. People don't have goals, bro. It's so surprising.
They have goals, they just don't think about them.
Dude, I'm telling they don't know what their goals are. If you went up to a random person and be like, oh, what's your goals? They wouldn't know, bro.
They could eventually figure it out. You know what I'm trying to say?
It's hard. I feel like people should have, like, they should know what they want. You know what I mean? But
if everyone didn't have goals, they wouldn't be doing. If someone didn't have goals, they wouldn't be doing anything.
You're looking at it from a different perspective, though. I see where you're looking at from.
When I say a goal, they know, like, where they want to go. But some people don't know where they want to go. I know what you're saying. People are striving towards something, they just don't know.
It's more clear for those who say they have goals, but everybody has some kind of goal that they're going after. They might not have the courage to speak it out or tell somebody they have that goal. But if they have to ask themselves, why am I doing it? They know why they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So... if you don't have a goal, I mean, you can't live. You can't live a life. That's the psychology. So you got to have some kind of goal. Now, for you to say, is that goal valid or not? That's a different question. But a set goal that somebody's chasing, however big or small it is, there's always something
they're striving towards.
Yeah.
Yeah. I believe that.
But when I think
of goal, I think of, like, they have written down, okay, I know what I'm striving towards. Because, like, when I think of goal, I think of more systems. You know what I mean? More of, like, okay, I got to get here.
I feel like that's another level.
Yeah. You guys are talking about, like, a basic type of thing. Like, everyone's always going towards something.
But I
that
do
can
agree.
Be defined as a goal as well.
But I do agree. And I would actually suggest every single person that's watching to write it down and think hard about a goal that you really want to set for yourself and you really want to go after and something that you really want to achieve. Like, have a goal that you're going to say, okay, this is it and I'm going after it and I know why I want it.
And get obsessed
with it.
That's
most important.
That.
And yeah, be obsessed with it.
Be a hungry, hungry hippo.
Yeah.
Be a hungry hippo. Yeah, John. Quote of the fucking day.
Oh, yeah.
We like our guests to read the quote of the fucking day.
Hey, what are you saying at the time?
What?
Yo, you go.
I think the
it's
reward...
It's
going to
be three of us. Got a problem with that?
No, nah, I'm just kidding.
Sash, bring the board.
Set.
I think the reward for conformity is that everyone likes you except yourself. Rita Mae Brown. What does that say right there? Or do I have to read that?
That's a shout out.
Yeah.
I actually want to
break this one down. Where did you get this one? This was a really good one.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was.
And I think that resembles a lot for you is you weren't in control, which is conformity is basically not being in control of your life because you're doing the things that you're doing everything for others. Rather than yourself.
Yep.
And I think that is a big dilemma with the first love.
Yeah.
I think that all connects is
yeah.
You're not in control. You're not in control.
Yeah, we got the perfect guess.
Yeah.
I know. Oh. Wow. Yeah.
And you try to do everything in your power for other people to like you, but the only person that doesn't like you is yourself sometimes. So.
Boom.
Exactly. And the shout out is a shout out to Mount Hood Style on YouTube.
Hood Style.
This is referring to Gar's episode. If you haven't watched it, watch it after this, guys. Very interesting. It's a little long, but you'll get value. I promise you that.
Let's go.
All right, I'm sorry. The comment itself. I'm glad to see the young folks waking up to the addictive food America serves us. 3 days into my carnivore switch, I felt the addiction leave me. It was wild. I suddenly had the mental clarity to see the trap I had been in. I'm 51, trying to get back into shape. The food is key. I do add a little cheese here and there, and I like 1 to 2 pickles a day.
Still healthy stuff.
I fucking love my pickles.
Oh, yeah.
You good, could bro. Definitely tickle
my pickle. Dude, you crazy pickle. Too, yeah.
I think it's insane that after 3 days, he already feels the addiction.
Dude, because he's in ketosis after. That made me happy. Like, you hit ketosis after like 2 to 3 days of just eating just straight meat.
My shout out to this guy. Now, I know you guys can't see this, but his profile picture is 4 feet. And I'm not kidding. 4 feet.
Is it one of those comments?
You see, it doesn't look like it. But I don't know.
Good comment, though. Good comment. Thank you so much.
Hey, if you're saying this, right, start your own podcast, bro. Share your message about this. Because more young men need to watch, and I'll let you guys see the profile picture. You guys determine.
Like, comments like this, where we share, because your perspective means everything to us. Because after all, this is a podcast. This is a conversation. Whether that's between us, it's also between you guys. You write down in the comments. So whatever
Bro, please.
Whether you agree. Preferably, whether you disagree, please let us hear your perspective. Things even get us to open up on something that we haven't heard before or whatnot.
The fact that some of these people take out 1 hour of their day to watch our podcast, I mean, you guys have a say. You guys do have a say.
And I wanna, on the right path.
Yeah. And I want you guys to let us know about the 5 questions. I feel like the last one is just, we might have to change that. So let us know what you guys think about the 5 questions. Could we make it better?
Yeah. I'm going to check a little bit. Okay. Phil, you can bring the camera back, all the way back, so we can get all of us in. This is the part where we do the
big ones. That one's dead? It's not working?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, this one got cooked a little bit ago.
Right. Can Beth's phone see all of us?
Let's see. Yeah, just about. Yeah.
Or you can just set it right next to the main
huge
camera.
Huge shout-out to Phil up, the camera guy.
It's just the last part. Anyway.
Thank you. All right, guys, we have one finishing line. Dom, do you know what it is?
Is it on?
I do not.
Over. All right. So it is think big, grow big. All right. In 3, 2, 1.
Think big, grow big.
Peace.